It's episode 195, and we've got plugins for custom post types, activity logging, user roles, easy visual page builders, and a plugin to migrate widgets from one site to another. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, and welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me, straight from the WordPress WordCamp, is my co-host, Marcus Couch.
Yes, what's going on, everybody? WordCamp was awesome, and I can't wait to talk about it here in the show in a few minutes.
Yes, and we'll be discussing that and a whole bunch of other things as usual, and we do have a great lineup of plugins for you. But of course, right off the top, let's get the usual out of the way. Don't forget, you can get the show notes over at WP Plugins A to Z, and if you got a couple of minutes, we'd greatly appreciate the reviews over on Stitcher Radio and at the iTunes Store.
That's right. All throughout WordCamp, there were tons of people that came up to me and said they listened to the show. And I said, hey, have you left me a review on iTunes yet? And they said, no. So I told them to get on it. So you listeners out there, you're listening to the show, obviously. And if you haven't done so, please get on it. It helps us immensely. Otherwise, we're going to start asking you for a check on the show. So easy way out, iTunes review.
And of course, don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. We make our living with WordPress. I myself help people fix it when it's broken. So if you broke your site or you just need some support or you're looking to save yourself some money before you build your WordPress website, you can give me a call at 818-850-7729.
That's right. And if you are looking for a domain name cheap as heck, you can use GoDaddy promo code plugin295. Get you $2.95.com domains. Just enter the promo code at checkout for instant savings. That's any.com domain for under $3.
All right, and we have a few things to talk about this week before we get going. Of course, first thing I've got to do is pull my foot out of my mouth. Taste of shoe leather is getting a little bit chewing. Seems in the last show I reviewed a plugin, Betterfy, which turned out to be one great big practical joke. But I'm actually going to have to increase its rating. Make it a 5 because I read the code and the code is just hilarious. I mean, the guys pulled off a beautiful thing here, pulling the wool over people's eyes to imagine that you've got a plugin that's going to magically fix WordPress. And of course, I was just brain dead when I looked at it and threw it up and fell for the placebo effect. Anyway,
I was punked
big time. But just to read a couple of things off, one of their functions in the PHP code is where they create this wonderful array, and the array's name is called Awful, and in that Awful array is Mushrooms, Twilight, Kid Rock, Frostbite, Reality Television, Paper Cuts, and Terrorists. And then you know what they do? They actually do have a function here. If those appear in the titles, those titles don't show up in your post. It's actually quite amusing. So, at any rate, that's the way I read the code anyway. I hadn't actually tested that effect, but shoe leather's good, folks. And it just goes to show you that the funniest things can be pushed through to the WordPress repository as a plugin.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about some WordCamp stuff, John.
WordCamp, how was it? You must have had a great time in San Francisco.
It was fantastic. My wife and I both went and even brought the dog, and it was great. Well worth the 8-hour drive to get up there to San Francisco from Southern California. Met just about every other WordPress podcaster out there, just about everybody that I've interviewed on other shows and such, and got some real touching stories on how some of those interviews help one particular person to get a new career, which I thought was great.
Nice.
State of the Word was fantastic. here's a couple things that have come out of it. Matt said basically, touch the walls as you walk out of here because this is the last time we're going to have WordCamp San Francisco, as it's known. It's now going to be known as WordCamp USA next year. The name of the conference, the location, the date, and the details have yet to be determined, but it's totally clear from my experience there this weekend that it's outgrown the venue.
Yeah.
I mean, there were just people everywhere. And it wasn't to the point of uncomfortable, but it certainly seemed like it had no room to grow from where it was. So that's going to be interesting to see how that's going to happen. Now, it came about because of the success of WordCamp Europe. So 2 years in a row, they had the kind of a central WordCamp in Europe that everyone throughout Europe went to. So he's also saying there could be a WordCamp Asia. There could be a WordCamp Africa.
Cool.
With their own set of contributors, developers, things like that. And then that continued into an internationalization point in which he talked about that basically through the tools and the things that we're going to be using within WordPress, they found out that, you know, the downloads for non-English versions of WordPress this year, 2014, surpassed the English downloads of WordPress.
Very nice.
So internationalization is huge. So they're trying to get translations correct, and not only translations just within the content, but the back end, and also with the plugins, so that plugins can be translated. And that will completely widen the bridge for WordPress, because now developers that make things in, you know, China or Germany or things like that, that have difficulty with the language barrier to getting to English and vice versa, that barrier is about to be broken.
Nice.
He talked about mobile and how essentially if we don't evolve WordPress into a more of a mobile platform from an admin perspective, it's going to die. So that's a lot of very, very interesting things came out of State of the Word. And it's great because my wife and I basically ambushed Matt right after State of the Word and got a quick bunch of snapshots and introduced ourselves to him. And he's indeed a listener to our show here. And so I'd say thanks, Matt.
Thanks,
Matt. Appreciate the few seconds you got to spend with me and talk about the show and WordPress in general right after State of the Word. And that was before any reporters got their hands on him either, which was pretty cool.
Very nice.
Yeah. So overall, fantastic. If I had to rate WordCamp San Francisco for my first time, I'd give it a 5 out of 5.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, it'd be great. Looks like I'll never be able to attend that one now. Too bad.
Well,
I'm sure they'll still have something in that general area, but it won't be the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there were 1,000 people there. You know, that's insane for a WordCamp.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know. Last WordCamp we had here in Victoria had 300, so.
Yeah.
See, I can see the insanity of it.
Yeah. Overall, though, excellent experience.
Excellent. Well, good to know it was a great time, and glad everyone had fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we got nothing else this week, but just a reminder, if folks would like to be here in this section of the show, you know, send us your comments via the SpeakPipe on the website or send us emails with questions. We're still happy to answer those when we can.
That's right. And actually, we have a couple of listener questions that were sent in to us within a couple of days ago. I just haven't had a chance to edit those yet and put them into the queue. So next show, we're going to go through a nice little listener Q&A session.
All right. Well, I guess that pretty much brings us up to meat potatoes time, eh?
That's right.
All right. Well, let's get her off. All right. Well, the first plugin I've got this week, I've actually got two plugins from the same developer, but this is a full tool set of plugins. This is called It's a premium plugin. It's called Toolset from WPTypes.com. And there are 7 plugins in total in here, and a couple of them are actually free from the repository, but a couple of them are very useful if you buy the suite. The complete suite is only $149, and it has some great features if you're doing something such as a unique member site, or you need to do some customizations to roles, edits, and other areas. But the first two I'm going to be talking about here are ones that I'm using in a project right now that has a unique members site that's not using a members plugin per se to create everything we need. We had to do some significant customizations just due to the type of project it is. And the first one is called the Types plugin. And the Types plugin is available from the repository. And this one here is one of the free plugins that's part of this tool set. And this plugin is excellent for adding unique fields, post types, custom taxonomies, and more to the site. It allows you to go in and create things such as specific user fields for information you might be gathering or using, and allow that information to be doled out to another system. It allows you to create custom taxonomies to fit into areas that you need to. It allows you to create custom post types relatively easily. All in all, this is one fantastic plugin, and this one is the free one, and I give this one a 5 dragon rating.
Nice. That's pretty cool. I have some membership site stuff, so I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
That looks pretty cool. All right. I want to talk about a plugin called Stream, and I've been looking for something like this for a long time. And a couple of weeks ago, Jeff Chandler and I on WordPress Weekly interviewed Frankie Jarrett, who's one of the developers of Stream. And quite essentially, the description for this is that it is, their words, the easiest and safest way to track content changes happening to your WordPress site and then view them in beautifully organized detail. Let me tell you what this really does. It tracks the heck out of anybody and anything that they do on your site from the moment they log in to the second they get out of there. And I'm talking about editing a widget. I'm talking about just adding a photo, anything. It gives you the log of individual people down to what posts they're working on. You can categorize it. I had installed this on a site that I had 3 people working on simultaneously. I had a big 500 image upload to a stock photo site that I was doing. Needed some outsource help. I had Stream running, and I was literally seeing 3 people. This thing was just going down like the Matrix screen, you know, of what everyone was doing. It was great. Now, the great thing about Stream is it's not only a tracking tool that can track everything that goes on in your site, but it's also kind of a log that lets you see exactly what you were doing, how long it took. So if you're a site developer or you do maintenance for a client on a site, you can use this to track what it is that you've done and how long it took and things like that. It has an RSS output, so you can output the stream privately if you want to monitor a network of sites and maybe combine them all with some sort of an RSS aggregate or something like that. There's an easy way to do that. And the beautiful thing about Stream is it does not keep all of this log information in your WordPress database, because log files don't belong in your WordPress database, because that's where content is supposed to be. You wouldn't want a big bloated log, slowing down your site. So they do it through an API, so it's stored on the actual Stream server, but they don't store any kind of information within your site or things like that. It's completely secure, and it's also dependent on your WordPress.org login. So it works that way too. So this is fantastic. 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I like that one. That sounds something interesting. The only thing, so it requires a WordPress.org login mm-hmm. before you can actually use it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you only have to make that association one time.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a WordPress.com login.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
Some of us knew what you meant anyway.
Yeah, I'm always in the org side, so.
All right. The next one I've got here, this is toolset plugin number 2. This one is called Access. This plugin is used for advanced user management controls. And what it's do is, in this particular project, we needed to have several different user levels and user level associations. And this allows you to create those easily and then to set up the roles and controls for it and make the job of determining who can do what and where and when a lot easier than going through the back end of the code and everything else that's required when setting up WordPress user roles. So this plugin here also has custom built-in integration for plugins for WooCommerce. And I can't remember the others off the top of my head at the moment, but there was a couple others. And it has some quick, easy user interface screens that are just click a few buttons and it sets up user roles. So all in all, this is a really great plugin. It's called Access and it's part of the tool set that I'm talking about. So give it a check out. And it's called Access. The link's in the show notes for this one. This one's part of the premium version. And I give this one a 5 dragon rating.
Ooh. I'm going to have to look at this whole suite. Did they submit this to us?
No. No, I wish they had. I wouldn't have to put out $150 for it. But it was doing some research, and I came across it and went, yeah, this looks like it'll do the job. So
okay.
Put out the money, and it's well worth the money.
All right. Well, okay. I'm going to start this one off, and then it's interesting because it kind of ties in with a plugin that you've got coming up too. So this one's called Plugin Mover. And if you've ever had it to where you have plugins that maybe you disable, but you don't want to really delete them because you might use them again, but man, what a pain to have them all right there and in your face on a huge list. This is called Plugin Mover. So if too many plugins appear in the WordPress admin because you can't really move them around, this plugin will actually do that. So you can define a folder under Tools and then set this thing up and you can move the actual plugin so it's not in view and it's not in the WP content slash or WP, you know, where the plugins are. This is pretty cool because even in FTP, it kind of moves them over FTP-wise. So it keeps them out of the way, and then you can just move them back whenever you're ready. Hmm. So it's really nice. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That will be useful, and it does sort of tie into the next one I've got coming up here. Mm-hmm. This next one here, so I don't know. I know you do. I do it regularly. You build websites that are virtually identical. Same theme, same plugin, same widget layout. Mm-hmm. Maybe you might change colors and fonts just a little bit. And lots of people do that. They build sites like that. They're usually part of a network or promotions or other things. Well, what I found was it was always a pain when building them because you had to go in, set it up, turn on the plugins, bring in the widgets, go reset up all the widgets, go put all the code into the widgets, everything else that was needed if you were using text widgets. Well, this plugin called Widget Importer and Exporter saves you all that grief when you're dealing with widgets. All you have to do is you build your first website, then you download all the essential files, your theme, your plugins, everything else. When you go to the next site, you upload everything. You go into the site, you turn it all on, and then you go from the first site and you export out a file that contains all the widget information. Go to your second site, import that file, and it imports all the widgets and sets them all up with all their code and everything, and it's done. Takes just a few minutes, saves you tons of time. And I've used so far working with a client, he wanted 4 identical sites that were going to be doing different promotions. Basically, they're blog sites put out for sales and other things, but the layout was all the same. So this saved tons of time when setting up those sites, and it worked like a charm. I was really impressed with it. So I had to give this one a top 5 dragon rating, and it's called Widget Importer and Exporter.
Now, I wonder, John, what happens when you try and import to another site where you might not have the same plugin installed that generated something on the sidebar in the widget areas.
What it does then is it attempts to import it, and it just gives you a notice that it failed to import that particular piece of information if it doesn't exist.
All right. Yeah, that was my first question, because it's wow, how do you know if you've got all the plugins?
It actually tells you. It gives you a list and shows you success or failure for the imports.
Okay. Well, I've got something. You know, we talk sometimes on the show about other kind of lazy ways to really build things out. And I just found this plugin called Massive Visual Page Builder. And visual page building is something that's going to be more and more in WordPress. I think that eventually you'll probably get on your iPad or your tablet and probably build an entire theme with some kind of an app, maybe 1 or 2 years down the road. And something like this is a good set of training wheels to get us down that path. It's a great kind of a starter set. So here's what Massive Visual Page Builder does. It presents kind of a new, I guess a drag and drop kind of interface that lets you pick how many rows, widgets, kind of different templates, things like that to use. It has, you know, different custom content, post modules, different heading things, sliders, accordions, polls, virtually kind of just dragging apps into a content area and letting them do their thing and being able to edit them individually. And it also has options in which you can kind of skin things, and just by moving sliders you can adjust the margins around and the padding between your text and the sizings and the backgrounds. And it's just really kind of a drag and drop, real simple way to learn visual page building. And this is one of the quickest ways that I've seen to get off the ground. So it's done by WP Meal, and they've got a number of different demos. There's a ton of different elements that are involved in this thing. So I'll leave a link to them in the show notes. But Massive Visual Page Builder is something that I'm going to probably play around with a lot just to see what's possible as far as stacking things and playing around with responsive layouts and accordance. So really nice tool to get acquainted with, and I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
That's nice. That can be a very useful tool for learning to build them up.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. All right. Well, in this show here, I covered up the following plugins, 2 from the tool set, the Types plugin, which I gave a 5 to, the Access plugin, which I gave a 5 to, and then the Widget Importer and Exporter, gave a 5 to. Wow, I've had a perfect score for a show.
There you go. I gave the plugin Stream, which allows you to log the activity of everyone on your WordPress site. That gets a 5 out of 5. Plugin Mover, which allows you to move your plugins out of the admin area somewhere else where you can just get them later. It's kind of like burying treasure somewhere. I gave that one a 4 out of 5. And then we just talked about Massive Visual Page Builder, which allows you to kind of tinker around. I guess Tinker Toys would be a good analogy for that one. And I gave that one a 4 out of 5.
Excellent. All right. And, of course, the usual, just a couple of commercials for you. Don't forget, if you're looking for the same old, if you're tired of the same old stock photography and you're looking for a change, check out CanadaStockPhoto.com. Some great, unique, not found anywhere else stock photo images. So give it a check out. Some really affordable, decent stock photo images at CanadaStockPhoto.com.
All right. And I want to remind everybody out there that you can check me out at WordPress Radio, WPR.FM. John, you and I are prominently featured on the stream there. I just rebuilt the entire stream and want to make sure that everybody takes advantage of that site. I'm going to actually put one podcast feed together, John, that has every single WordPress podcast and individual show in the feed.
Very nice.
Yeah. So WPR.FM.
Yeah, it's looking really good.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so remember, if you're not getting your daily dose of WordPress news, you can check out the WP plugins daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a few minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time over on the iTunes Store, Blueberry, or on Stitcher Radio.
And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or simply send me an email, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, all new and improved, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter, @MarcusCouch. And remember to follow this show on Twitter, @WPPlugins, A to Z.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.